702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
All right, let's catch up now with the world of viral content. Ah, Kabazela.
Good morning to you, Pele.
Talk to me about the rule of thirds. This was intriguing for me.
It was intriguing for me too. And it's a podcast that Alexi Potts.
Oh, no, our line is just not clear. Tell you what we're going to do, Kabazela. We're going to try and reach you on the phone. So we talked to Kabazela via, is it an app? It is an app, right? A program. Let me use rather the word program. It's called Clean Feed. And the idea, of course, is to sound as if he is in the studio. So that's what we normally use. It sounds better than the telephone, but I think you're probably being load shed at the moment. All right, here we go. We've got you now on the telephone. You were intrigued by this rule of thirds because...
Yeah, so, Bongo, this took place on a podcast that an Olympian by the name of Alexi Pappas was on, and she was talking about the rule of thirds. And it's related to her sports career, but you can adapt it to life, I think. And she talks about the three stages that you will feel. So you can feel crappy, you can feel okay, and you can feel great in whatever you're doing, and then how you need to strive a balance between those. And this is a bit of advice she got from a coach who was also a former Olympian. So instead of me explaining what the rule of thirds is, let's have a listen to her.
So my Olympic coach told me after a particularly challenging workout where I could not hit my splits before going to the Rio Olympics that was okay. It was the rule of thirds. And he was an Olympian, so I was... You know, I always soaked in everything he said. And I was like, what's the rule of thirds? And he said, when you're chasing a dream or doing anything hard, you're meant to feel good a third of the time, okay a third of the time, and crappy a third of the time. And if the ratio is roughly in that range, then you're doing fine. So today was the crappy day along your dream chasing.
Right.
And if the ratio is off, like you feel too good all the time or too bad, then you got to look at if you're fatiguing or not trying hard enough or pushing yourself. So I think with those days that you're talking about where like creativity doesn't come or doesn't feel great, you still show up because maybe that's your crappy day.
I thought it was quite profound.
Yeah, very, very profound. And it makes a lot of sense. You know, maybe you're working on a project, a long-term project, and you're not going to feel great all the time working on it. And, you know, you might feel okay. And then you really feel crappy and you think, geez, this is not working out. But remember to balance the thirds, right? Like she says. And that's a great piece of advice. And many of us have heard lots of, you know, pieces of advice from very famous people or very educated people or famous people, et cetera, et cetera. But if you look at people on a daily basis and you look at the people that you come across, you may get a piece of advice from just an ordinary person that you think, wow, that was really amazing piece of advice, or that's changed my perspective. So if you have a piece of advice that you like to give somebody that you come across, a young person, an old person, whoever it may be, based on your life experience, what is that one piece of advice that you like to give people?
The rule of thirds, splitting, I suppose, any process towards a goal into three areas. And if they roughly are sort of on an even keel, then you're okay. What's the best, what is it, life advice? That's what we're asking, right? The best piece of advice that you give based on your experiences? That's Kabazela's question. Let us know. Talk to me now about these, I don't know, this is like when you are hit in the place where the sun don't shine. Everybody laughs, but it can actually be quite painful. Talk to me about stories of falling. A video that prompts this one looked anar to me.
Your Bongo, it looked very, very painful. And the sound effect that came along with this video as well. So, I mean, I'm thankful that we don't live in a climate where we have cold weather and ice can form on, you know, the pavement or the decking or stairs where we live. And this is what happened to this guy. He comes out of his house, and it's all captured on, you know, the CCTV footage cameras around the house. Comes out of the house, walks out of the door, goes down the stairs towards his car, and as he puts his one foot on one of the stairs, it just slips out underneath him, and he goes high in the sky, and then he falls down on these stairs with a huge bang, and you think, yes, how did this guy get up? You know, it looks like he smacked the back of his head. Anyway, this video has been viewed over a million times. The wife had posted it up, and she said, don't worry, he's perfectly fine. He didn't hit the back of his head. Nothing like a bit of hot chocolate and some of his favorite things to help him ease the pain. So no serious injuries there, right? But falling can happen so easily, and it can happen in the most bizarre places as well, whether you're at work stairs. I mean, work stairs. A lot of people fall down work stairs, right? But have you got a story of falling so unexpectedly and, you know, you got up afterwards and you're like, how the hell did that happen? And I'm sure there will probably be stories of you know, one too many at the 19th hole at the golf course. Ask a few of my golf mates when they get home. They've had a couple of falls. But what's your story of having a nasty little fall and you thought, how did that happen?
Did I do that? All right, Kabazela there, what's gone viral? I remember once, I think I'd been sitting too long. You know, when you get up after sitting for too long and one of your legs just dies and you go, so that's a falling story I have. Last year, I fell because a bird got into the house and I was trying to run away and I slipped and nearly broke several bones in my desperation to get away from the fearsome creature. What's your falling story?